Greetings and good evening. Welcome to another installment of Pull Up a Chair.
Yes, sir.
What up, what up?
What up, good people?
What's good?
What up?
How y'all feeling, man?
Nah, I can't call it, can't call it.
We got a real interesting topic heading y'all way today, man. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get into it, man. It's going to be something.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
We got to do some introductions before we get started, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the War Chief. Bang, bang.
Yo, yo, it's your boy E. Y'all know who it is.
What's up, people? Y'all know what's up. Boulevard Bully back, you know.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Sko, a.k.a. the antagonist. Let's do it.
Skostradamus.
Skostradamus.
Real talk television, man. We got a really interesting topic. I think it's going to take up the whole entire segment because we got to weed through a whole lot of labels.
Yeah.
This topic deals with the music industry, people. I want you guys to chime in. If you don't feel like we got it right, if we got it right, however you feel about it, you know, music is subjective. We can go a whole lot of different ways with it, but we're going to try to narrow down the five most impactful, most influential hip-hop record labels of all time. It's a lot going
tough.
On.
Yeah.
So many out there, man. And based on your region, you know, we're in the East region. They call it not so dirty South. Mostly East Coast, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we might have some regional bias, but we're gonna try to keep it a G.
We got a little bit of pushback from the hip hop
for sure.
Especially in different regions. So
we'll
probably get the same thing here, but we welcome it. Let's do it.
Friends, family, fans on the West Coast, the dirty South, you know, way up north, Midwest. We're going to try to rep the whole set today.
All over.
All right. So getting into it, man. Like I said, we're going to try to whittle this thing down to the five most impactful hip-hop record labels of all time. We're not discussing R&B. We're not discussing country. We not discussing classical.
Oh, nope. Gangster shit.
We not discussing pop. We not discussing jazz. We just doing hip-hop. Hip-hop record labels. You know them. You heard of them. We talking Cash Money. We talking Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. We talking Rap-A-Lot. Young Money. Cash Money. Def Jam. We got to get into it. We got to unpack this stuff.
It's going to be real interesting.
Sko, you the music guy.
Mm-hmm.
And on the panel, you the more of the music guy. Start us off with who you think should be in the tops. Let's talk about some locks right now. It's a lot.
All right. I think that definitely Def Jam is a lot. I think Def Jam is one of the, it was probably the first major hip hop label out. You know, the artists that record label had,
the pioneers.
You know, some of them are on, you know, a lot of people would think that's on the Mount Rushmore of hip hop. You know what I mean? You got the LLs. You know, before then, you got Fat Boys. You got you feel me? You got
real pioneers on Def Jam.
Run DMC.
Yeah,
what about Beastie Boys? They was up there.
Beastie Boys is up there.
Mm-hmm. They was
Yeah.
We talk about big hits.
Yeah.
Big acts.
Yep.
Big musicians.
Huge.
And it's really the introduction to hip hop.
100.
On a international scale, a national scale. We talk about big hits. So, man, looking at a list, I think Def Jam gotta be a lot.
Def Jam, and that's just the earlier artists. I mean, even though a lot of the other labels that we're gonna mention is more so more direct from the mostly probably ran by another artist, but if you think about the earlier artists we just named from the label, then you jump into the 90s. Of these other artists, like, what we're going to talk about, Def Squad.
Yeah, all of that.
And all the artists that...
So that was like a parent company, parent label for a lot of little labels that came.
So that was like the major... I don't know if it counts, because it was so major. It had too many artists on there.
Gotta count.
If it counts, then it's definitely a lot.
We don't normally be on the same side, but I gotta agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I gotta agree with that. That's that's where it all started. That's like the foundational bricks to a house, you know what I mean?
100.
Yeah, most definitely.
That hip hop built, Def Jam, is definitely the foundation. So, okay, let's come with another one.
Who else we got?
Oh, I go. We talking influential and impactful.
Yeah.
Then Dipset got to be up there.
Dipset.
Y'all already know, by the time I hit Virginia State in 05, Dipset, you know what I mean, was rocking at its pinnacle. Everybody, Dipset was huge, influential. I mean, the way people dressed, everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Things
really spinning at one time.
They influenced the whole lot.
I agree.
Whether they get weeded out after we come up with a whole bunch of other record labels, that's fine. But for me, if I had to choose influential wise, Dipset, no doubt. I mean,
you couldn't tell that by that versus battle, but
oh yeah, they was trash in the versus battle.
Shout outs to the Locks, shout outs to the Dips.
But just like in that versus battle, they thought they could just win off swag alone, you know what I mean? Influence alone. They thought that. Yeah, it didn't help. They thought they music and they swag and everything about them, like they whole wave. They thought they wave could get them over. Nah, this is real rap. Yeah, you know what I mean? You can't do none of that mumble, bumble, fumble stuff. You know what I mean? Get computers putin' around here.
You know, I'm not mad at that selection. I don't know if it's a lock. I like it.
I'm
gonna put Dipset to the side right there. Okay. But keep it in high regard.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
Def Jam to me is a lot.
Def Jam to me is a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like the Dips though. You know, Juelz my guy.
Yeah.
In the Dips, everybody got their favorites. Juelz was my guy.
Only because it's impactful, influential. I haven't seen much of a record label more of an impact. You know what I mean? Mm. Just in my life.
Really? You mean like they were the highest in your era or something?
They was up there.
Dipset era?
Dipset was up there.
They had a wave, for sure.
I can't see nobody else up there. I mean, you had.
I mean, if you want to talk about like a
limit,
you got. I don't want to take up two spots, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if another one for me would definitely be Rockefeller, because I seen a lot of people. You know what I mean?
It's the rock,
Rock. I seen mad people, you know, whatever Jay-Z was wearing, whether it be jerseys or Evisu jeans or, you know what I mean?
Those little S dots out.
Yeah, Rockaway. I had mad Rockaway stuff.
I never liked those.
You know what I mean?
Remember that run that Reebok had? They was giving everybody shoes. G-Unit, Rockefeller. They was giving everybody.
I loved it.
I
didn't have any S dots, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
shit.
I didn't own any. But yeah,
didn't have any G Unit apparel thing.
Yeah,
IB, what you thinking?
I don't know, man. Shit, you got Wu Tang up there, man.
Ooh,
you got niggas that had to want to be like, you know, Ghostface with the Wallabies, and you know what I'm saying.
Definitely had a wave. Definitely major influence.
Yeah.
That was what, early 90s, you want to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, early 90s, yeah.
Early mid
90s.
93, 94. Shit, even at the end, 97.
That's my era, you know.
Wu Forever came out in that, like, 97.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, Wu Forever was like 90.
Wu was 96, 97. A big push.
Wu was major.
Yeah, and they had so many, you couldn't even tell who was in the group for real. It was just a million people.
Yeah.
They had so many people under them. You know, you probably think you had nine major ones, and then they had a whole bunch of people under them. So, Wu-Tang.
It's
definitely
tough.
Definitely had a way.
Who you got?
For my money, I got to sit that to the side. I don't know if it's a lot.
Okay.
Love Wu. Came up under Wu. Dipset, Wu. Def Jam, right here.
Okay.
For me, man, it's a tough one. I'm gonna have to go with I wanna go two, but I can't take up two. I'm gonna go Bad Boy. I think Diddy, to be a person and do what he did with a label, he was like the first person you could point to and be like, he doing people bad with their contract. You don't see people pointing at Warner Brothers or nothing like that.
Right.
Diddy, you could actually point to. I think he was doing the same thing any big label was doing, but the fact that it was so personal,
yeah,
you could see him, you know it was him.
Mm-hmm.
But the music that he was putting out, the artists he was putting out, he was making big hits.
Small caveat with Bad Boy.
Lox.
Okay, with Lox, are we putting, now I think Rough Riders should definitely be another label.
Gotta mention Rough Riders.
Rough Riders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we putting Lox with Rough Riders or Bad Boy?
Yeah, both. Yeah, I think they had some of their bigger hits.
He had that commercial. Yeah, uh-huh. He got that commercial crossover feel, yeah. And he know how to develop artists to make them make money, to make them make big hits.
Mm.
I don't think a lot of America would have knew the Lox the way they knew the Lox if it wasn't for Diddy. So
right,
gotta have him brought back. But you know the griminess.
They was able to be who they wanted to be with Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Was able to go hand.
Exactly.
I think both got to get credit for their development and where they who they were. You know what I mean?
But
for right now, I'm going with Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. Is my label that I'm thinking gotta be close to a lot.
So look, since this is gonna be a long ass segment, who was your second pick though?
My second pick was another person, No Limit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn, I thought you was about to say goddamn Death Row.
Nah, love Death Row. Love Death Row, but I was going No Limit because it just got a real nostalgia for me. When P was getting off, I was just going to college and Bout It, and No Limit Soldiers. That was our joint.
That was a complete wave.
So he had a whole wave, and again, he was a person that you could point to. It wasn't like most record labels, you don't even know who the head of it is. You're
right.
Just behind the scenes, but you could point to an actual person. This black man built this.
Black man.
He did his own distribution and all of that. I think that was super historic, the way that P was the blueprint for all of these other record labels that came behind him. I think he gotta be a lock.
And he came from the South too.
Came from the South.
Made it harder, you know.
Nobody believed in him. He believed in himself and the way that he put his people on and
his family.
Made them make money.
You know, his son, his brothers,
all of that.
You know, that's how big No Limit was. No shade, but Silk the Shocker went platinum.
Silk the Shot.
Mm-hmm.
No shade, brother.
But wow. That says a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. But wow.
I ain't know shit either.
Yes. That album, I think, was the album he had the It Ain't My Fault on there.
Mm-hmm. Mystical on that joint.
Yeah, I think that album went platinum.
That was my jam too.
Big artist when he hit.
Yeah,
No Limit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, No Limit, man.
No Limit,
big label. P, he kind of. He kind of reshaped the way people went about approaching their label, how they made their money, how they can make their own money and do it in their own way. I think P got to be close to a lock for the top five.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we breezed past him, but I want to talk about what Rough Riders did. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want to, from X coming, you know, he dropped two albums in one year.
Yeah.
You know, and
two smash
joints in 1 year.
That's how I work.
You know, then you got all the whole wave of all the things that he was the dog, the riding the four wheelers and all that, the bikes.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mama wanted the goddamn four wheeler bike back then. 100. You know,
yeah, so I think not only did they have like influential like character and style, they also had bars. Feel me? You know what I mean? They artists.
Dragons.
And then Swiss Beats coming with all the beats.
Even Eve.
Dope
female artist.
100. So, yeah, Rough Riders definitely need to be.
That's tough.
Are you putting that next
to Def Jam, Grimmie?
I don't know if it's a... I'm not sure if it's a lock like Def Jam is, but... It definitely.
I got it. My locks, and we gonna all get to who's a lock, and then we gonna whittle it all down. But my locks right now is Def Jam, Bad Boy.
Oof, Bad Boy is a lock. You sure?
I think so. And I kind of got No Limit, too. I think P. One of them got to be a lock. Either No Limit or Bad Boy. Just because it was a single guy doing everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Building. Not literally, but you know what I mean? Was the engine behind it.
Gotcha.
So can we talk about a record label and have their realm of influence be record labels that spawned off of them?
Yeah, that's a big deal. So, that's a big criteria right there.
100.
So, of course, Def Jam is a lock for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would go as a lock. I don't know what number, but as a lock, I would have to go Cash Money as well.
Mm. My brother.
Yeah. You got Cash Money, man, they got Young Money, and all that.
Oh,
and
goodness,
whatever else Birdman had going on at the time, you know what I mean?
Cash Money was a huge.
We talking about stars.
Yes. Yes.
Nicki, Drake, Wayne.
Yeah.
And they were stars. All three at one point were white hot.
Yes.
Was white hot.
Ooh, yeah,
I'm not a big fan of
right.
Two or three of them, but you know you can't stop what they did. You can't rock what they did. So
Cash Money, Young Money,
and a lot of people.
Before Young Money, you had the Cash Money with the Hot Boys. The Hot Boys, the whole way.
Yeah, Hot Boys is wild. Yep, yep.
Bling bling. You know what I mean?
Big records.
That ass up. One of the biggest hip hop records.
Guerrilla Warfare.
Time.
Yeah. God damn it.
Shit. I mean, you can just. All of the rappers that popped up these past, you know, 10 years or whatever, 10, 15 years, whatever, they all credit Wayne as a huge influence. I mean, they talk about Wayne like he was there supporting him from the beginning, no matter whether it be 2 Chainz or somebody like that. Like, yeah, he just get mad props and mad people, you know, saying Wayne, he influenced them like crazy.
And Wayne, you know, credit to him. He hopped. He didn't give a damn who it was.
Yeah,
he hopped on everybody's shit.
Yeah,
I could have got Wayne on the song.
Yeah.
He
was just
hopped on everybody's shit.
His work ethic was what was really influential to a lot of people. His work ethic. I remember, who was it? I think it was Gucci or somebody was like, they was just trying to flood the market with mixtapes like Wayne did. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a blueprint, you know what I mean?
His work ethic was insane.
He flooded that shit for how many years straight?
Yo,
like, what, like,
crazy, yo.
He started like in 06, maybe.
The first car that came out in 05, then they had Dedication out in 05, and then
Dedication
it just...
Dedication 2, the drought series.
Then it just kept on rocking for... 10, 15 years, like,
he's
wow.
putting the leaks out,
Yep. Sorry for the weights, all of that.
Feel my face.
No ceilings.
All of that.
I mean,
hey, look.
The dude,
that
was crazy.
Wayne got to get some type of Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to happen.
I mean, he's been doing it since he was like 11. Real talk. Like,
yeah, he did.
He
started young as
a
Cash Money, Young Money. But, that's a big label, man.
Yeah.
If it's number 5 for me, that's cool. Def Jam, definitely a lot.
What about The Rock?
Rockefeller.
We didn't mention The Rock yet.
We talked briefly about The Rock. I talked about how, especially with clothes, I mean, Rockefeller, you know what I mean? A lot of people, whatever Hov was saying he was wearing, that's what everybody wanted to wear.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Definitely put me out of jewelry game. When he went to platinum, I said, I got to leave it alone. Peace out.
I mean, Hov said, pop Cristal. Everybody was popping Cristal.
And he said, put it down. Yep. Everybody put it down.
They put it down. And
pick up the gold bottles.
Exactly.
Pick up the gold bottles.
That's a fact.
Ace of Spades.
Super influence.
Super influence. I mean, come on now.
When he was at his height, I mean, he older guy now. You know what I mean? Not in a disrespectful way, but you know, aging out. But when he was Hov, anything he touched.
I mean, you had people calling themselves the Jay-Z of the South. You got other rappers wearing his shirt in videos. Like, I mean, he was super influential.
Yeah.
Rockefeller was dumb influential.
Yeah, Rockefeller.
They had a major impact.
They had bars, too.
Yeah.
They went at, you know, state property under them. State property had a whole bunch of goons in it.
State prop was wild.
Yeah, state property.
Yeah. Yeah, they had some branch offs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Definitely. Definitely stay property with the movies.
Yep.
Beans. Like, Dane's the top 10 for me.
We gotta give Dane some props.
Oh yeah, definitely.
His business acumen, his dogged determination. He did a lot.
Super determined. He ride or die for Rockefeller. Mm-hmm, ride or die.
Definitely gotta shout Dane out.
We ain't talked too much about no West Coast though. We went down south. We went East Coast. Yeah, we ain't talked too much about no West Coast stuff.
Jump on the West. Jump West.
I mean like impactful and influential. I mean, if you talking West Coast, I mean Death Row. Come on now.
Death Row Records.
Got to bow down to the road. I think the road is a lot on the low.
We got to lock them in, though. It's like,
I think Death Row is a lot.
It you got to be.
I remember.
Pop, Snoop. Death Row got to be, man.
Death Row got to be a lot. Death Row got to be a lot.
That's already like four.
But if Death Row is a lot, is Bad Boy a lot?
That's why I had a little reservation.
I think you can't do one without the other.
I think they are a package deal.
That's what I'm saying. You can't talk about the history of hip hop without Death Row and Bad Boy.
You can't do it.
Two coasts on absolute fire.
Yeah.
Not that we glorifying it, but two legends actually died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That alone. That whole takeover, I'm not
disagreeing. I don't want to jump out the window.
Right.
So we got a lot more record labels to talk about. I just don't want to jump out the window.
But once again, we got to be citing and talking about the visual influences or the audio influences. Like, who these record labels influence to either act like, talk like, dress like, walk like, you know what I mean? Facts. Like,
I agree.
And Pac. Come on, dog. You can't say Pac ain't influenced.
So let's talk about Ruthless then.
You gotta talk about Ruthless.
Is Ruthless a lot?
You gotta talk about Ruthless.
When NWA came out, it was just like,
right,
what we doing here?
Right. NWA, you just made me think of a group.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The opposite of NWA. I just thought about it too when I said it.
I just thought. Yeah. Soon
Public,
as
Enemy? Public Enemy.
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
who was they signed to?
Yeah, who was they signed to?
I don't know.
Was it Def Jam? Was it Def Jam?
Look it up.
We got to look it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also, look up now. This group don't get the respect of a Public Enemy, but they pushed the envelope, which is Two Live Crew out of Miami. Slip and Slide. I was thinking about that. That might be a whole nother.
Didn't they influence like the Freaknik?
Legislation.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yes, they did. The whole parental advisory.
Court.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, 100.
So we got to definitely talk a little bit about
it. You're right, though. You're right.
Two Live Crew. Yeah.
They was twerking back then, goddammit.
Way before the word came out.
Yeah, it was going down. Luke had it. Gwinnett.
Uncle Luke did so much for people to be able to talk reckless on the albums. You know what I mean? Like, he was wilding.
One of your Phil Donahue shows some shit like that.
They was letting loose too. People were
still white folks as mad as a bitch.
They brought a whole culture of the Phil Donahue show.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's looking like Public Enemy signed a Def Jam, Columbia.
Def Jam a lot.
Def Jam is a lot.
They're the major label. That's the only thing I have with Def Jam. They were just so much of a major label. It's like, you know what I mean? That's like saying Atlantic Records, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or Motown or something. It's just
or Jive.
Jive. Yeah. It's just so much of
what's
a major.
What's the other one?
But they
RCA.
Hip hop though.
Interscope.
I'm just pointing it out.
Def Jam is a lock.
I don't want it. I think that it is a lock, but I just think that it's too much of a lock. I guess it's too big.
It's number one. It got to be number one.
Def Jam got to be a lock.
Let's keep cheating.
We talked a little bit about Ruthless and. Mm-hmm. While I think Ruthless got to get strong consideration, I think Death Row took that coast up another level. I think Ruthless was the introduction, and I think Death Row took it to another level.
Y'all ever seen that tree they have with like Eazy-E and all the artists that kind of spawned from Eazy-E. Yeah. I mean, it reached from like Bone Thugs or Harmony, to mad artists that you know what I mean. I don't know them all off the top, but I mean, apparently he had a reach and influenced a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you gotta get more credit. Like, we gave Dame some credit, we gotta give Eazy some credit for just his business acumen. He was on it.
He was on it.
His development of artists. He couldn't do it himself because he wasn't that talented, but he knew what people wanted to hear. You know what I mean? He was dope. He was before his time.
100.
What about the dungeon, though? Oh, yeah, I forgot about the dungeon, fam.
Ooh. I like that.
ATL. Yeah. Go back down south.
Go back down south.
They got a huge run.
Outkast.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, soul food, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that joint. Yeah, no. Dungeon Family had some big artists, you know what I mean? Outkast being the biggest of that bunch.
Yeah.
We gotta hold him in high regard.
Gotta hold him in high regard.
They set it off down there, didn't they? Really?
Yeah.
Down south.
As far as the Atlanta, probably the Atlanta circuit
that
goes.
Scene,
who else?
That album, Outkast, that Southern Playlistic joint.
Super
classic.
Yeah. It was like 93, 4, some shit like that.
Yeah. Remember that was on Martin.
Yeah, I remember that was on Martin. The Players Ball.
Taking the South Series.
Yes.
100.
And then look at it now.
Yeah.
Took the whole
thing. Took it over.
Yeah. That's a good one, dog.
Yeah.
That's a good mention. Yeah, good mention.
I tell you what started taking over. By the time, so Dipset had a huge influence, you know, last few years of high school going into college. But then all of a sudden, you had two things going on. You had the fight music, if you want to call it.
Lil Jon.
You had the crunk mute movement, all that stuff. Then you had the damn dance songs. You had the snap music. Yep, you had like crunk music and snap music.
Oh, okay.
What's dude name?
Fabo. He's talking about Fabo in the music.
The dude that Soulja Boy was signed to. His label. He had a bunch of people on there, too.
Uh-huh. I can't think of his name.
Start with
right
a C,
now.
I think.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now. They had a major
He signed Bubba Sparks, too.
I forgot about Bubba Sparks.
Yeah. I can't think of this guy's name.
The Ying Yang Twins, I think, was signed to him, too.
Wow. Let me see.
His name. Man, he was a producer.
He was a producer.
About to pull it up.
Yeah, I think it started with a C. Kyler Park.
Collard Green.
College Park, Bubba's Park. Yeah.
College Park, yeah.
Collard Green.
They had a nice little run.
It was the Franchise Boys.
D4L
Franchise Boys had all that snap.
Snap action. That was like an 0-4-5 type
the
shit.
The big long t-shirts.
I'm trying to tell you, every
white tee.
Tees down to the knees.
That was college, that was V State, 05 to 2010.
That was my years.
That was just, that's all it was. Do the Heisman on that hole, you know what I mean? It was just, that's all it was. Everybody was doing the little toe wop. They was doing everything, all the dances.
I got to mention a guy. I got to mention Jay Prince.
Yeah,
Rap-A-Lot.
Rap-A-Lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to take it to that region. Yeah.
Mob ties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of heavy hitters, spitters.
They had a wave.
Yeah.
Shit, Face Mob was with them, too, homie. Scarface.
Scarface was with them.
Ghetto Boys. Ghetto Boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely had a wave. Some big hits coming out of that region.
Facts.
We tried to do our regional best.
Let me jump back out west. I don't know if it, you know, I mean, I guess it started west, but it moved towards the east. What about Aftermath?
Aftermath now, if you think, huge.
Let's talk statistically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Statistically, Aftermath should be a lot.
But is that influential or impactful?
Think G-Unit.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about G-Unit.
Yeah. All that fell under Aftermath. Well,
but it's G-Unit they own thing.
We're gonna break it down. We got G-Unit, then we got Shady.
Yeah.
And then we got I mean, we got Aftermath, yes. Shady, and then G-Unit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I was going to put all of them in Aftermath because Dre started all that. But right. If you want, we can break it down and say, okay, we can go under the So Shady. Let's start with Shady. Then you got M.
Mm-hmm.
Top selling hip hop artist of all time. Then you got.
Oh, boy.
Just saying.
Yeah.
He signed 50. Griselda.
Buffalo.
Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse. That's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, I know.
Who's he signed? D12.
Mm-hmm.
So Detroit, and Royce, I think Royce is with him too. So
right, right.
Then you got G Unit. You know, you got 50.
Big group. Big movement.
Yeah.
Big movement.
So
I didn't see, I mean, as much as I love G Unit's music.
Pause. I got ahead of time.
Okay.
Just mentioning, we forgot a group that we got to mention later, Murder Inc. Pardon.
That is
definitely
also under Def Jam, but I get what you're saying.
Murder Inc. Big hits.
They did.
Big hits. Yeah.
Definitely did.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was the, I guess the you can't mention just like Bad Boy, Death Row,
G Unit,
Murder Inc.
Yeah. And I don't want to leave. We talking about G Unit, but I think I just thought of another one. Terror Squad.
Terror Squad.
Pun, Joe, Remy. DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
He started with them.
Yep. Terror Squad. Mm-hmm.
Boys out the Bronx.
Woo.
Put out some good music.
Yeah, definitely.
Good music.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Now we can, I guess, jump to more recent. We
gotta get into some recent.
TDE. Top Dog Entertainment.
That's Top Dog.
Kendrick and them.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
They got a wave going right now. They got a wave. I don't know a whole lot about it, so I'm gonna let you guys rock. But I do know they lit right now.
Yeah. Got Kendrick. You got Black Hippie. That's five of them. I can't remember
what's
all the names.
Dude, man. Dark skin cat, man. I was over there with them. Ain't with them.
You had Schoolboy Q.
Schoolboy Q. That's not who you're talking about, though.
He's a good artist.
I think you're talking about the guy that Wayne. I think Wayne got on his song when he was back in the day. He was a complete nobody. Wayne jumped on his record.
Mm-hmm.
The song will come to me. I'll keep going.
TDE, they on fire right now.
Yeah.
And
something rock.
Yeah, talk about
J-Rock.
That's exactly who it was.
Yeah,
it was
J-Rock. J-Rock. Yeah,
Wayne
yeah.
jumped on J-Rock song.
Nobody knew who J-Rock was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I fuck with him too, though.
J-Rock,
J-Rock. Yeah.
Who J Electronica signed to?
Hove, I thought.
Rock Nation. They under Rockefeller.
Yeah, I guess we could call it Rockefeller, but it was J. Cole's thing. His obscenity, I guess you want to say. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, Bleak and Beans. It was.
Yeah.
What about my boy, man? Maybach Music.
Let's go.
Maybach Music.
I think that's a mention, but I just think that it was only really two. I mean, Wale is nice,
mm-hmm.
but he...
Don't diss Wale. He'll come up here. That boy get emotional.
We need him. Come up here. Come up on, pull up a chair, Wale. Pull up a chair, Wale. I went to V-State, you know what I mean?
Yeah, V-State.
Yeah. Now Wale is nice, but I just don't think he's...
We talking Rose and Meek.
Yeah, Rose and Meek. Yeah, I think that...
Not Gunplay? You tripping.
I mean, Gunplay?
What?
Nigga, he had a joint with Ross called Nobody's Favorite. That's my joint.
Yo.
Gunplay real good.
Yeah, he gets
y'all
it in, yo.
Tripping, though. Y'all forgot a group out this bitch.
Who?
What you mean, who? The motherfucking Mob, man. What y'all doing, man?
Mob Deep?
Damn.
Oh, Mob. Who was they under?
It was only two
Def
of them.
Jam.
They was under the same group Wu-Tang was under. Loud Records, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
I think so.
So like we could just say Loud Records because my MOB, they ain't had nobody under them.
Nah.
big group need to
be mentioned. Yeah, it was a group, yeah.
Yeah.
Them two, that's about
it. As far as the label goes, I mean, I guess Loud Records is cool to mention with Wu and them, but.
But yeah, you talking about record labels,
yeah.
You right.
Yeah, okay.
I was with the group.
What about T.I.? Shout out to Mob, you know what I mean?
Grand Hustle.
Yeah.
Show the land.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you like.
Yep. Now, I mean, all these record labels put out some great music that we jam to, party to, drive to, whatever. But it ain't that many that I looked around and saw people mimicking, you know what I mean? Like, influenced by, you know what I mean? Unless we just talking about being impacted by the music, you know what I mean? Cause that's a kind of a different story.
That is a different thing.
Yeah,
we gotta be all encompassing.
Yeah, okay.
One of the criteria, I guess.
That's one of the criteria. Okay, mm-hmm. I got you. So yeah, that kind of broadens my spectrum a little bit, because if we just talking just straight music, then yeah, I got a different point of view on certain things. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Let's try to whittle it down to 10, and mm-hmm. then get it down to 5 that we all.
So I'm want me to take notes? I take notes.
Right. I want to shout out good music.
Good music.
Got some people on it, man.
I mean, when you talk about influential and impactful, come on now, Kanye is up there.
Kanye is probably like top 5 influential artists.
Right. Top 5.
I don't know if we talked about DTP.
DTP.
Disturbing the Peace.
Yeah. What about Nelly and them group?
Dirty had an impact on folks though. When the goddamn
the Band-Aid joint,
BET Uncut, they had BET Uncut on.
Yeah, they did.
Swipe that joint. Tip Drill was wild, son.
That was wicked.
I mean, they was doing it big.
Yeah, Nelly had a huge run.
They had the baseball. Well, nah, Bad Boys doing baseball jerseys before that.
I guess he said it. But it's not the truth all the way. He said he got people wearing Air Force Ones.
I remember that.
He didn't get people wearing Air Force Ones. That's
right.
Right. But he did raise the price of them.
Uh-huh.
He raised, got a check.
And I'm not going to knock him. I'm not going to say that his song did not help boost sales. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he didn't get people starting to wear them, but he boosted the same thing Run DMC did with the Adidas. The Shell, though, they helped boost sales, market 100. Them joints, you know, and people was already wearing them, but now. So that's hella influential for real.
Yeah, that's super influential. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn. See, when we talking music now, man, all right, so I got Def Jam.
We want to shout out CTE. Dreamville. ASAP Mob.
Yeah, ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
What's that young group? They've been breaking up lately. It got Corday in
Migos.
It. YB. Those guys.
Yeah.
They got their own way.
I don't know their group.
Yeah, me either. They a little too new for me. Ooh. I don't know who these cats signed to now. Like what the guy? Baby, the Lil Baby, and Roddy Rich.
Independent.
Speaking of Baby.
Oh, it's a lot of independent. Yeah, you're right.
Hold on, who Lil Baby signs with?
I don't know.
I think he's independent.
So when we talk about Cash Money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Cash Money had Young Money, and it also had Rich Gang.
Yeah,
with Young Thug and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, man. I think Cash Money should be a lot.
We gotta get to it.
Yeah,
that's my lot. That's my lot, though. For real. Cash money.
I can't
deny that. I just want to let's get to 10.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's get to 10. So, all right. Thinking about who could be a lot. You taking notes?
I'm taking notes, man. So far, let me know if I need to take some out. I got Def Jam, Bad Boy, Rockefeller, Cash Money, Death Row, Rough Riders. That's only 6.
Okay, Cash Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I only got 6 though. Let me get 4 more.
Yeah, Aftermath?
Nope. I gotta put it down though.
You got Rockefeller?
Yeah, I got Rockefeller.
Oh, okay.
Ruthless. Ruthless. Damn, did we talk about So-So Def at all?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to Brat.
And we talked about
Oh my goodness. So-So Def.
Dang, that's
put them up there.
Yeah.
They had a wave.
That's gosh.
That's real tough, yeah.
We crazy.
Yeah, that was wild, yo. Yeah. So-So Def was crazy. Yeah. They used to have them little all-star mixes.
He had a
yes, yo.
He knew how to develop young artists. That's just what he do.
Of course.
Probably the best in the game at doing that.
Yeah.
He's a hit maker. He know what people like to hear.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 10.
You got 10?
Yeah, I got 10.
Okay.
Do we want to, all right, yeah, I'm going to go. Def Jam, Bad Boy, no particular order.
Okay.
Def Jam, Bad Boy, Rockefeller, Cash Money, Death Row, Rough Riders, Aftermath, Ruthless, No Limit, So-So Def. Anybody we want to switch around or we want to just go with these straight 10? God dang, it's so tough, man.
If you're going to put So-So, they're going to put Wu-Tang up that bitch.
That's loud.
Bro. Yeah.
That loud shit.
Nah, So-So Def, they was a true label with a lot of acts under their
name. Mm-hmm.
We talking Bow, The Brat.
Yeah.
Crisscross.
Yeah.
Facts.
He also has some R&B stuff.
They had us wearing my clothes backwards.
Yeah.
So he has some big, big songs under that. He has some R&B-ish stuff, too.
So did Bad Boy. Bad Boy was huge R&B.
Yeah.
That's another thing I was going to bring up. They had a lot more R&B acts than they did rap acts.
Who? They did.
Bad Boy.
I was going to bring that up before I start talking about the locks. After I start talking about the locks.
They definitely did.
But they had way more.
Bad Boy was killing R&B scene.
Yeah.
It's killing.
They didn't really have a lot of hip hop. That was my segue because I was like, are we going to put locks with Bad Boy or Rough Riders? When we said both, I was like, if we're going to just put them with Rough Riders, then you only really got Big, Mace, and...
Black Rob on with Bad Boy?
Yeah, he was.
Big, Mace, and Black Rob.
So they had a lot.
Craig Mack.
Huh?
Yeah. They had a decent amount of people on the rappers anyway.
Did they?
I mean, they wasn't all
who, Bad Boy?
Getting it like that, but they heavyweights. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they got big, but that, you know.
So now we gotta whittle it down.
So we going with this 10 as a lot.
I think so.
All right. Def Jam, Bad Boy, Rockefeller, Cash Money, Death Row, Rough Riders, Aftermath, Ruthless, No Limit, So-So Def.
No Aftermath?
I said Aftermath.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We can't have them all, but rap a lot. I'm sad about the Dungeon Family. A couple people, but they all can't make it.
State Property.
Off of one man alone, good music deserved to be up here. Off of Kanye alone.
So. Good music got mad artists. Common. Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Even
Pusha.
Two Chainz.
Summer, they
know that shit.
We forgot Star Trek.
Tiana Taylor.
Star Trek had a whole Virginia move.
Yeah.
Clips. Family.
Home turf.
They're not going to make the top five anyway.
Who it good music?
It's not.
So ain't no
good music has a shot to make the top five.
It got a huge just off of Kanye alone. Yeah. You got. I mean, come on,
his
dog.
He was on. What's his name? With his biggest hits though?
Who?
Kanye.
Well, Def Jam, Rockefeller.
Yeah, he was on The Rock, wasn't he?
For his first album.
Yeah.
For the majority of his albums. When he got good music, it was under Def Jam. But if we just talking the good music. Regardless of where you at, if we talking good music, I think it should be out there
in the top 10.
I think it has a shot to be in a five. That's what I'm saying.
I work with a lot of cats that's 25 and under, or whatever. Kanye is there. Jay-Z, exactly. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And you think about his clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
That is so influential. That's
his
facts.
Definitely the shoes.
They fiend off his music.
So who we booting?
So-So Def.
So Def. That's an easy kill.
Yeah, it is.
Is
though.
It though?
Yeah.
When you talking kids though, he had Bow Wow and Criss Cross had a huge influential impact on children. I know me with Criss Cross, I was wearing clothes back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and your XJs.
That's tough. That's tough. What about Ruthless? That's a lot. We keep it Ruthless. NWA.
I think it's a top 10 lock.
Yeah. I think we just got to move forward.
Ruthless, a top 10 lock.
No, NWA alone.
So we looking to move out.
But dang,
somebody for good music. Let's go down the list that we have and see if there's any room. Somebody can go.
It ain't knocking off Def Jam.
No.
It ain't knocking off Bad Boy.
No.
Cash Money.
It ain't knocking off Rockefeller.
No.
Cash Money. It ain't knocking off Death Row.
No.
It ain't knocking off Rough Riders.
No.
Is it knocking off Aftermath? Come on, now with Dre and everybody?
No, it's not knocking off Aftermath. Might be a lot.
So you said Rough Riders? Because you...
And then we got Ruthless.
It's not knocking on Ruthless.
Then we got No Limit.
No.
Then we got So Def. It ain't knocking off nobody. Good music ain't make it.
Yeah.
It's an honorable mention.
I would hear it with So Def.
I would be open to that. We could knock So Def off and put good music has to make a top 10.
Easy.
We talking influence.
Influence.
You just said So Def had you wearing your shit backwards.
Yeah, but
Kanye influence is ridiculous.
Yeah. By itself, right?
By himself, and that's just him.
Or we can keep So Def and put Kanye in the pocket.
For Rockefeller?
With Rockefeller. Or Def Jam. Def Jam's so big. We probably should.
Good music is under Def Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we...
That's why I didn't want to put Def Jam, because Def Jam got so many things.
Branches, yeah. Got so many branch offs.
That's why I thought Def Jam was a kind of a cheat code, because there's so many.
Okay.
You got Def Squad. You got
knock off Def Jam. Just because it got the branch off. Because it got all the branch off. No, I mean, knock them off. I mean, shit.
No.
So
like you said, it's a cheat code. What you mean?
That's like saying, take Jesus. No.
No.
That's a blasphemy, fool.
No. I see what he's saying, though. He's saying that Def Jam is up here, but we also got record labels that's under Def Jam up here. So they up there twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
He cannot take Def Jam.
So
you got to, though.
So my question is, all the record labels under Def Jam, are we included in Def Jam? For example, Cash Money is up here. We included Young Money. We included Rich Gang. We included everything under Cash Money. So Def Jam.
And Aftermath is up there. We included
G-Unit. It's Shady. So Def Jam, we included everything under Def Jam.
Let me do this.
We can't knock shit off then.
Well, time out.
It's some stuff.
We gotta have a special place for Def Jam if we gonna knock it out.
That's why
it's zero.
Yeah,
we gotta.
I'm aware.
Yes,
I'm not saying. I was just saying that it was too much of a.
It's a win.
Like I said, it's a cheat code. It's a guaranteed win.
Right.
It's not even. It's in the clouds. You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's Jordan,
but. You have a point.
LeBron. I know he's coming. They told me he was gonna say that shit. You know what I mean? They said
so
that.
What if we do what you was just talking about, like how we just included Aftermath and we put everything under Aftermath.
Yeah, we put everything under Def Jam.
If we put everything under Def Jam, then good music would be included in that. If we want to keep Def Jam,
I just think
it's a space.
We have to do a big acknowledgement of Def Jam if we're going to take them off.
It's number one. It's,
yeah.
It's
zero.
Yeah, it's zero. It's okay. Like...
As long as we got that clear. All right. Well, I'm good now. I'm good. So now we can move on.
So, good music took Def Jam spot.
That's a wild thing to say.
It is, yo. It is. But it's logic behind it, though.
It is.
It's logic behind it. You know what I mean? So...
Rough Riders is under Def Jam too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we got Rough Riders up here.
See, so Def Jam not going nowhere.
No. Def Jam. So we keeping it.
That's why I was like, it was too high. It's like Atlantic. It's like Jive. It's like
Interscope.
Interscope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just it got so many Okay. Artists under there.
Yeah. Just, Universal. Because yeah. Cash Money under Universal, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cash Money Universal, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so let's take out Def Jam.
Okay.
And put that number zero.
Yes.
Now we got to get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
The nitty gritty.
This is going to be hard. This is really tough, man. This is actually tougher than I thought it would be.
So you want me to go through it one more time?
Let's go through one more time.
Good Music.
Hey.
Bad Boy, Rockefeller, Cash Money, Death Row, Rough Riders, Aftermath, Ruthless, No Limit, and So So Def.
Wow. All right.
It kind of is unfair. Well, nah, I ain't going to go over it no more. We talked about it. We made a decision. We're going to move forward. Because after we keeping Aftermath knowing they got G-Unit under it and Shady Records under it and stuff.
Is G-Unit on either one of them up there?
No. But that's what I'm saying. We kept Aftermath knowing they got a bunch of stuff under it.
It's not Interscope.
Got you.
See, Interscope and Def Jam are equal.
Right.
Interscope is the mainstream.
Yes.
Like, we got Rockefeller up there.
Yep. That's Def Jam.
No. Rockefeller, it will be included, like, Aftermath. It has stuff under it, but it's not the umbrella.
You feel me? I got you.
Yeah, I think Aftermath. That's just my opinion, but we can talk about it.
So we going influential, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
I'm trying to think about the objective influence because Dipset was hella influential in everywhere I didn't look growing up, but they ain't make it. It's all good.
I mean, is they knocking any one of them off?
Nah, because I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying not to look at it from a personal point of view.
Right.
Yeah, trying to be national with it and worldwide. Shit, these worldwide influences. Yeah, so I don't know how much of a worldwide impact Dipset had, but I damn sure know Bad Boy, you know, stuff like that had a worldwide impact. You know what I mean? Death Row, that's a worldwide impact.
Dipset did too, though.
Worldwide?
I think so. Worldwide. I really think so.
I don't know. I ain't never seen nobody overseas wearing a Cameron shirt. Nothing like that. I mean, I just ain't never seen it. We can talk about the evidence, the proof. I just don't have no proof that they were worldwide.
I'm just thinking they were worldwide.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Pac and Biggie, we know was worldwide. Yeah. We know they in Japan with t-shirts and they in everywhere with Pac and Big, you know what I mean? Which is Bad Boy and Death Row.
Let's get to it.
All right.
I think Bad Boy, Death Row. Taking two spots.
That is a wild thing. It's just
two spots gone. Boom. We don't have to agree. What y'all think about Bad Boy, Death Row? Or Bad Boy or Death Row getting in?
Once again, I do think we have to have both if we're going to do one. I think we got to have both.
To take up two spots out of five.
But think about...
I think that Death Row... I mean, I just have a small caveat with Bad Boy. Death Row, I think, is a lot.
Okay.
But Bad Boy, I just don't...
Not enough hip-hop.
Not enough hip-hop.
Yeah, they were super influential, though.
People died.
Yeah, but it was kind of because of Death Row, because of their feud with Death Row. I mean, I'm not taking anything away. I'm just saying when we talk about this list, we're talking top five.
Yeah.
Bad Boy, you know, overall, but they had a lot of R&B acts.
Death Row had a few R&B acts on the
list. But we talking Snoop,
yeah,
Dre.
They had some big.
Dog hip-hop. Pound, mm-hmm. Nate Dogg. They had a slew of hip hop.
Warren G.
You making a case. Keep going. You making a case.
Bad Boy, you
swaying me.
Let's do this.
You swaying.
Let's do this. We got to harness this. Okay. Is everybody in agreement that Death Row is a lot?
I am in agreement that Death Row is a lot.
Bernard?
Yeah, they're a lot. That's why I said, because, like you said, Bad Boy really had a lot of slow, like...
Well, we can get to Bad Boy. Is Death Row a lot?
Death Row is a lot. Tupac, hands down, probably the most influential rapper.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
So we got one...
We got one lot.
One lot.
One lot.
Death Row's in.
Death Row is in.
Let's circle back to Bad Boy.
Okay.
You go through the list one more time. We're gonna take two at a time.
Okay.
All right. So that sounded wild, but good music, Bad Boy, Rockefeller. Come on, man.
You out. Don't throw that ass in the circle. Circle.
All right, we can't. Good music, Bad Boy, Rockefeller, Cash Money, Rough Riders, Aftermath, Ruthless, No Limit, and So Def.
Okay.
With Death Row being a lot. We got four open slots. Yeah, four open slots.
Let's talk a little bit about Cash Money and No Limit.
Okay. Now,
they both out of the same region. They out of Louisiana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both same big acts.
Let's make sure we are all aware that No Limit came out first.
No Limit.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
We know.
Pioneers.
We
No
yep.
Limit.
Yep.
Also, like I said, P.
You sure
the
about
way
that?
He shaped his label and the work ethic that he displayed is something to be said about that. I'm not caping for P.
Right.
But something to be said about that, selling records out the trunk of your car, getting your own records
pressed.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I agree.
That, now, Cash Money.
They took it to
they,
us.
They come with fit. Young money.
They come with young
money. We talk about big artists.
Man,
we talk about the biggest in the sport.
We talk about how,
Nicki, Drake, Wayne.
How many women Nicki done influenced, whether it be rappers or whatever? How many these artists Drake influenced with? Now, I know Nelly and a lot of other rappers was doing the whole rap singing thing, but you know what I mean? Drake. This dude is a rapper singer. He's a rap pop singer.
He had the talent to do it.
Yeah.
They did it, but he do it.
Right, right.
I mean?
Yeah, you got it's your Ja Rules and your Nellies, you know what I mean? Out there, you know what I mean? What would I be without 50? You?
50.
Yeah.
That's 21 questions.
Yeah. 50 knew exactly what he wanted to do. He knew that. He had to get Ja Rule out the spot so he can take it to the candy shop.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Bunch of singing. So these two labels is out of the same region, bottom of the map, Louisiana. Can they both make the top five?
Nah. No. They both can't make the top five.
That's tough, though. But
if we didn't allow Death Row and Bad Boy to both make it, we got to pick one of those.
That'll get us two.
And it's really tough to say. But I think I might have to go with Cash Money.
I'm going with Cash Money, too.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah. That's two for Cash Money.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was going with the Limit Soldiers. No Limit Soldiers.
I was going with P2.
That's two and two.
Soldiers.
So that's two and two.
I just think that...
Even though I fuck with Cash, though.
Think about the time span that Cash Money had.
See, I know where y'all going.
Cash Money had a whole... For 22 years.
You go, y'all going. It's like... Like that.
Y'all
go with
the white t-shirts. That was a huge thing that they brought. White tees,
bling.
White
tee mob.
Then you
drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
Then you switch over. Then Wayne have his super white hot run where he jumping on everybody's song. He got people trying to be Bloods and wearing dreads and all this other foolishness.
Then into the tight jeans era.
Into the tight jean era.
And the skateboarding era.
The skateboarding era.
Okay.
You go to Nicki.
You got me sold, man.
I told you.
Cash Money's in.
Yeah.
Cash Money's in.
You got me sold,
really,
man.
Really, I wanted P in, but if we really looking at influence.
And impact.
Iconicism. Cash Money had the bigger artists. They had the bigger movement.
Yeah. All because of Wayne, on that note, for real, for real.
Well, then Drake, and then
But see, Young Money, I'm talking about, I ain't really fuck with Drake and all that. I don't fuck with Drake like that.
And then you had OVO and all of that.
Yeah,
I fuck OVO.
Like that, though, but
I get that. I'm just saying, we talking...
Impact,
macro,
influence.
You know what I mean?
Cash Money was wild.
Yeah. So Cash Money's in.
Yeah,
I
mean, you got
We can put No Young Limit Thug. And we can battle it with something else.
Yeah.
And see what that do.
I just like the...
Y'all said 2 can't come out of that region, though.
Yeah.
No Limit's down. They gone.
They're down.
All right, let's go to another 2.
So we got Good Music, Rockefeller, Rough Riders, Aftermath, and Ruthless.
Let's go Rockefeller, Rough Rider.
Hold on, wait. We can't. What do you mean? Wait. That's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Both can't make it in, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Both can't make it in.
And they're coming out the same state. Same reason that they say, you know what I'm saying?
Both can't make it in. We gotta eliminate one of them right now. And I'm going to tell you who I'm eliminating.
I'm eliminating Rough Riders.
Yeah. I think The Rock was Jay-Z's influence was just too big. Now, X had a crazy
Yes, he did.
Run. Everybody wanted Pitbull.
But it was shorter than Jay-Z's. It was too consistent. Yeah. And it's not just him, but you know what I mean? That Rockefeller run was longer.
He made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can, like than the baseball player, yo.
That's a fact.
You can't. Come on now.
Come on, what you talking about Jay-Z?
No, right? I'm not trying to be biased. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at.
Where in Jay-Z's career did he get influential to people, though? Like, he got late in his career, right? It won't. In 96 and. 97 and 98. That shit was in
the
2000s, right?
Nah, Jay-Z, he did some
things. Yeah, Jay, by the 2000s, he was on his way to superstar. Yeah. He was retiring in 03.
Yeah. Nah, he did some things.
See, y'all talking about Reasonable Doubt and all that shit. He was
I want to say the Blueprint. Around the Blueprint era or a little before that, Dynasty. Mm-hmm.
Blueprint was when? In 2000?
When Big Pimpin' came out, he was white hot.
Yeah.
He was locked everything up. Yeah, everything was done.
It was done.
I mean, come on now. The dude was just.
That was 99, 98, 99.
Yeah. He was crazy with it.
The Rock in here.
Yeah. It was wild.
It was more people, though.
But I was way more influenced by Rockefeller. We used to remember that little gray little microphone used to come with the computer. You know what I mean? You could record on whatever. Uh-huh. We used to be in the den at the crib freestyling on that joint. It was me, YG, Primo, Sack, it was all of us in there, and we were rocking nigga records. That's what it was. You know what I mean? We was got there. You run up on somebody, rocking nigga records. You know what I mean? We used to be freestyling in that joint all day. Like, Rockefeller was a huge influence, man. They Hot 9-7 Takeover. What?
You know
what?
Summer Jam screen.
The Summer Jam. Come on, man.
We got to put Kanye in there.
Oh yeah, man, so, come on, man. Even if we going with Kanye, Rockefeller, come on.
So I think come on. Now that we're breaking it down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're breaking it down. Yes. Okay, let's put Rockefeller in there. That's a lot. And we could just boot Good Music out.
I'm fine with that.
I'm definitely fine with that because we're capturing Kanye with Rockefeller.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I thought he got his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think just before we go into another battle, I just think we need to. I think Aftermath should be a lot.
Wait a
minute.
Well,
all we got.
Get there first.
All we got left, because we're saying if we put one in, then we can't put another in. So all we got left is Aftermath, Ruthless, and So Def.
So Def's not getting in.
Well,
all we got. How many?
We got two more spots, and all we got left is Aftermath and Ruthless.
Shit, that tells it all right there.
Yeah. But hold up. We got a lot coming out the West Coast. We got Death Row.
Aftermath. Ruthless.
And Ruthless.
But think about it, though. Aftermath had G-Unit. That's East Coast.
Mm-hmm. And Shady.
That's Detroit. Ruthless.
I'm not sure Aftermath need to be a lot.
Ooh.
It just had too many... Huge.
Chronic?
The Chronic. Alone.
Chronic?
Alone.
The first one.
Well, wait a second.
Dr. Dre?
Wait a second.
That might have been under Death Row.
Chronic was under Death Row?
That's Death Row, because he did Doggy Style, too. Right in that that's same true, time frame.
That's a true statement. That's a true statement.
I was going to get to that because that's
a good
point. That's a good point.
He had still
both of them joints.
However, still had 2001. Still had.
Hold on. You said he said.
Well,
he's just jumping out the window.
Yep, Chronic was definitely Death Row.
Still had 2001.
When that
we still had.
That was like 93.
92.
92,
93.
Okay, yeah.
Y'all used to have it. It came out in 93.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
We still had Shady Records. We still had, you know, we talking 50 with the Get Rich or Die Trying.
That's huge. Video games, movies, books.
I don't know if Aftermath have to make it. I'm not a lot on Aftermath.
You know what, man?
I think it's a little bit of...
Well, we know what it is. We know exactly what it is.
I'm not on Aftermath.
We know exactly what it is.
So let's talk about the ones that's locked in.
Okay.
You know, I'm okay, so we only had two left. Aftermath and Ruthless, right? Mm. I'm willing to take Aftermath off if we can go back and debate No Limit or Bad Boy.
I'm open to coming back with
Bad Boy in exchange for Aftermath.
Or No Limit. I would take either one of them over
Aftermath.
So we got three battling for the last spot. Aftermath.
No. We got two spots.
Ruthless, I think, should make the cut.
So we saying Ruthless make it?
I think Ruthless should make the cut.
I'm good with Ruthless.
So we got Death Row, Cash Money, Rockefeller, Ruthless. I mean, we got a West Coast, East Coast, Down South.
Okay.
Yeah, we got two West Coasts.
You trying to cut that food
East
out,
Coast,
he
Down
trying,
South.
He trying to cut him out.
Yes.
Get him out of there.
Get him out of there.
He trying to cut him out.
Did he?
So, okay. They not going to make it, but I think we deserve to talk about them. They probably wouldn't even have made the top 10, but it could have been an honorable mention. Mm. That whole hyphy movement in the Bay Area,
that's
super influential.
Yeah,
right.
E-40 and all them, he got his own dictionary.
What's the label, though? I don't know the label.
I don't know.
It's a movement. And respect to the Bay.
Yes.
Love the Bay.
Uh-huh.
It's so individual. It's almost like Go-Go is to D.C.
Right. It ain't a nationwide influence.
Right. And they do got little a undercurrent of influence you'll hear in people's music.
Yeah.
But it's not on the surface.
The whole dancing, hyphy, get crunk, you know what I mean, all that.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I just been honorable mention, you know what I mean? Just shout out to him. We're going to shout out so many other people.
Let's kick around Bad Boy, No Limit, and Aftermath. Let's see who can come out of this. Because I got to hear the top four again, though. Give me the top four.
Death Row, Cash Money, Rockefeller, Ruthless. Yeah.
So out of them three, it's going to be one more, right?
And that's going to be between Bad Boy, No Limit, and Aftermath.
Mm-hmm. If we talking hip hop,
okay.
I mean, Dre, M, and 50 alone, I don't even know what type of, like, that's just humongous influence right there.
That's big.
Them three people is just huge influence.
That's a lot. Like you said,
I think Bad Boy shouldn't be up in there.
Should not.
Okay.
We're gonna take Bad Boy out, put So Def in.
No, because we should be still down with No Limit.
No Limit. So Aftermath.
So Def is gone.
It's Bad Boy, No Limit, and Aftermath we're talking about
No Limit, Aftermath. This should be the last.
Why should Bad Boy be going?
Dog.
Like you said, they had no influence on people.
Everybody wanted to be a soldier with the tank. Everybody had the tank, the fatigues.
That's why I said No Limit.
I mean,
I'm big on No Limit. That was my era. But
you got Aftermath too, though. Aftermath.
Y'all got Aftermath.
He got Death Row. Kwame got Death Row. He said, y'all got Aftermath.
Aftermath had a huge. It was just, I mean, you talking Dr. Dre.
I mean, if you think about that Up in Smoke tour, Was that Aftermath or Death Row? That was Aftermath. That Up in Smoke tour was wild.
That was 9-9.
Yeah. I remember my homeboy had the DVD. We skipped school to watch the DVD at his crib. That Up in Smoke tour was wild, son.
I don't know, man.
I mean, Rockefeller had Backstage, or was that a Def Jam thing?
That was both, actually. Okay. But it was more so Rockefeller.
Yeah. Backstage was wild. Fade to Black was wild.
Yeah.
God, I love Fade to Black. Aftermath, we got Dr. Dre, Eminem, and 50. Super heavyweights in hip hop.
Super heavy. We just saw the Super Bowl.
Facts. That man C walking on the goddamn stage.
That shit, come on.
That did a lot for me.
Bad Boy, we got.
You got Diddy.
Big. We got Diddy. Big.
Okay.
Mason Bethel.
Yeah. Black Rob. Yeah.
Stop saying Black.
Was he not saying?
Rest in peace, but stop saying Black Rob.
I thought he was saying the Craig Mack.
He was, but I mean, he's not.
We got the locks.
He had Craig Mack.
Got the locks.
Craig Mack.
I got
Craig
Mack.
Lil Kim. I got Craig Mack.
King Kim.
I got Lil Kim. Got Junior Mafia.
Yeah.
Whoa. Lil C's.
Lil C's and the boys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or we just naming people on the label. Because are we talking who have influence, or are we just naming people on the label?
Bad Boy had a lot of influence. I'm not sure if it's as much influence as Aftermath, but we tossing it around.
I'm gonna say No Limit, and I'm gonna leave it like that. I'm gonna say No Limit.
Your vote is for No Limit.
So you got to vote for No Limit.
I say No Limit out of them three. Yeah, I say No Limit. Tell the truth, I say No Limit. No Limit Soldier. Always gonna be a soldier.
I think No Limit and Aftermath have a more better chance.
I said that.
I'm just agreeing with you.
So we're taking Bad Boy out.
I've been against Bad Boy from the beginning because of the first I wanted to see where Lots landing. Then I wanted to talk about it's a lot of R&B acts on Bad Boy.
About hip hop without Diddy being in it, but okay,
I get it. But it's also hard to talk about hip hop without Dre. But we got
Death Row.
We got Death Row.
Death Row.
We got Death Row and
Ruthless.
That was Ruthless.
The first lot. Death Row was the first lot.
And we got Ruthless.
Oh, yeah.
But
Dr.
Dre on there twice.
He about to be up there three times.
Dr. Dre is Dr. Dre, though. He deserves to be up there three times. Is that a fact?
Yeah, we got him twice, though.
Talking about Timbo at all.
Timbo's cool, but.
You trying to play him?
No. Timbo's the king as far as production, but I don't know about influence.
Who's the game with?
The game?
His
G-Unit. Well, he was under Aftermath.
Aftermath. Okay, all right. Forgot about game and shit, but yeah.
Aftermath, and G-Unit.
We can talk about. I wasn't a big fan of G-Unit, but G-Unit had a huge
wave.
Music wise, I was a huge G-Unit fan. All their first albums, musically.
It's tough though. I still say No Limit though, man.
But No Limit had a
hell of a run.
This is real tough. I don't know.
I need to phone a friend.
Yeah, okay. That's what we probably need to do.
I need to phone a friend.
Okay, let's do that.
Put more speakerphone.
Pull up a chair first. I can't decide. It's really tough.
You about to call somebody for real?
Yeah.
Call somebody. This is the first ever.
Pull up a chair first.
He a music producer.
The first ever goddamn. What's the word I'm looking for?
And he young too. Let me see.
Feature.
Hope you pick up.
You on line one.
Hello?
Okay, he picked up.
Yeah.
What's up, fellow?
What up, bro?
How you doing? All right, so I'm doing my podcast, and we are doing the five most impactful hip-hop record labels. I know you're a big music guy. Don't tell the guys I said you're a big music guy either. Don't say that in the group. But anyway, we down to the last, really, five. Now, if you had to pick a record label between No Limit, Aftermath, and Bad Boy, who would you say is the most impactful? I'm doing a phone a friend right now. I'm doing a
influential, impactful.
This is live.
This is lifeline.
Yep.
We need a tiebreaker.
She said No Limit, Aftermath, and Bad Boy?
Yeah. In terms of impact, influence, that type of thing.
They all on the phone. Who's it? Let me think. I'm surprised y'all got Def Jam.
Just those three. We got four. We trying to lock in the fifth one. You're a music guy. I'm calling the music guy. Phone a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, you gotta go with No Limit.
Thank you. All right.
Soulja.
I appreciate that.
I had a joke.
Oh, we got reasons?
What was your reason for picking No Limit?
The overall deal that they made that caused for them to get so much, they didn't have to like cater to any other like major, distributions or anything like that. So they made a big impact. I didn't really see that with Bad Boys or Aftermath too much. Aftermath was a close second though.
Yeah. Okay, we had somebody pulling real hard.
Yeah. No limit.
That's appreciate it. You though, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
Well, I told you Bad Boy one in that.
Right.
I had jokes before you said it, but who was it?
That's a young dude I know. He make a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say, who the fuck is that, Gilbert?
So we got Death Row, Cash Money, Rockefeller, Ruthless, and No Limit.
Yeah.
Top five.
That's it.
Okay.
Top five most impactful, influential.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it happened like that.
Yeah.
It's a couple.
I mean, Death Row and Ruthless out the West.
Really? L.A.? Really?
Yeah.
Damn. We East Coast. I know East Coast shit.
Yeah. Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah. Rock.
Rockefeller.
I can hear. Yeah.
That Rockefeller. Was hard, man. That was tough.
You feel a little saucy.
He
went to Aftermath in that bitch.
I guess I can take that as a little solace.
He's up there two times.
He up there twice.
Oh, you ain't worried about Eminem?
Nah. I was more so worried about just Aftermath. Not I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying how they had Dre, M, and 50.
Yeah.
Like these three, that three-headed monster. Then you got G-Unit in the game and all these people.
Yeah.
They just had a huge...
You almost was
so big.
You almost so big.
Yeah.
But I think P's hustle, man. When you look at his story and his rise to power, that was crazy.
It's kind of like, I got to start off saying no shade when you throw shade.
Mm.
But no shade is kind of like a story of your hustle can get you farther than your talent. Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. It's like you got major hustle.
Being honest, nobody looks at P like a super spitter or nobody on that roster.
Nobody.
In fact, I think...
They just had hella hustle.
That a dude.
Don't forget Snoop was in there too.
He got up there later.
Snoop was in a lot of conversations without even being in conversations just now.
Yeah.
Snoop was in the Aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
Death Row, No Limit.
Yeah,
sir. He got a lot of honorable mentions.
Top six, seven.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
A lot of honorable mentions.
Good dialogue, man. Ooh. Hard to whittle it down.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek.
Yeah. Drive it like it's hot.
Yeah, all of that. Okay,
beautiful.
All
beautiful.
All of that. Yeah. Okay, I didn't talk about the song wise. Making songs and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was signing them.
He was?
Yeah.
I ain't know that shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't know that.
Yeah. We got it down. We got it done. Tough one.
Tough.
So one more time.
One more time.
Top five
most impactful, influential record labels, hip hop record labels of all time.
And we gotta keep mentioning Def Jam.
And that's number zero.
Yes.
Above everything.
Yes.
All right.
So we got Death Row, Cash Money, Rockefeller, Ruthless, and No Limit.
All right.
Yo. Text me that.
Yeah, I got you.
That's be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's tough.
All right. We got to get ready to sign out, guys.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, long.
All right. Don't forget, y'all. Like, comment, subscribe. We definitely comment. Y'all, we want to hear if y'all, we miss anybody, if y'all, if we threw shade to somebody, we giant a like. Bunch of people. But definitely like, comment, subscribe. We appreciate the love and support. Pull up a chair, signing out.
Peace.
Peace.